help me believe, help me believe. Oh, all things are possible. Help me believe, help me believe, help me believe, help me believe. Please, our righteous Father, eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you once again this afternoon for the privilege, Lord. Thank you for the honor you have given to a people such as we, just sinners saved by your grace, O God. Thank you once again, Father, for the opportunity to sit down, O God, and hear your word. Thank you for the privilege to fellowship with brethren of like precious faith. Thank you for the blessings wherewith you have blessed us, O God, since we darkened the church door, Lord, the Sunday school, and the morning stroke afternoon service. Thank you once again, Lord, for the time of rest that we had. Thank you for this afternoon service, the hymns and the chorus, Lord, testimony, thanksgiving, special song. All that has gone forth, O God, to prepare our heart, Lord, for what you have in store for us. Thank you for the blessings that those songs carry. We pray, Father, they be acceptable before the Lord. Pray that you forgive our shortcomings, Lord. Forgive our sins. Forgive our failures, O God. May all come under your blood. May nothing stand between us and you. We pray, Father, that you will help us, O God, that our ears will not be dull of hearing, O God. The grace to live by every of this word, every service day that will come here, Sunday, Wednesday, Lord, the tape service sometimes on Friday, Lord, and our vigils, O God. Every aspect of the services, O God, we just pray, Lord, will not be in vain. Give us the grace to live by these things. May we not just be hearers alone. May we not just be speakers alone, Father. We need your great Holy Spirit, O God. Give to each and every one of us, O God, that when the roll will be called up yonder, none of us will be found wanting. Grant it, eternal Father. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, Lord, may you bless the gathering of the saints. Bless our gathering here too. Take charge of the atmosphere. Take charge of the service. At the end of everything, Lord, may all glory and adorations be thine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord bless you, church. And I greet you. Good afternoon. It's good to be here once again. It's good to see our faces again. So I say, God bless you. A compliment of the season to you
all.
So without wasting our time, let's read from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And maybe say one or two things and say, how God will help us.
Tabi,
Ecclesiastes said to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
A time
to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
Igba bibi ni ati igba kiku, igba gbigbin ati igba kika ohun ti a gbin.
A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up.
Igba pipa ati igba imularada, igba wiwo lule ati igba kiko.
A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance.
Igba sisokun ati igba rirerin, igba sisofo ati igba jijo.
A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
Igba kiko okuta danu ati igba kiko okuta jo, igba fifowo koni mara ati igba fifa seyin ni fifowo koni mara.
A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away.
Igba wiwari ati igba sisonu, igba pipamo ati igba sisati.
A time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak.
Igba fifaya ati igba riran, igba didake ati igba fifohun.
A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
Igba fife ati igba kikorira, igba ogun ati igba alaafia.
What profit hath he that walketh in that wherein he laboureth?
Ere kini eni tin sise ni ninu eyi ti o nse la la.
I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it.
Mo ti ri ise ti Olorun fi fun awon omo eniyan lati ma sise ninu re.
He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
O ti se ohun gbogbo daradara ni igba ti re, pelu pelu o fi ayeraye si won ni aya. Be ni enikan ko le ridi ise na ti Olorun se lati ipilese titi de opin.
I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life.
Emi mo pe ko si rere ninu won bi ko se ki eniyan ki o ma yo ki o si ma se rere ni aya re.
And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God.
Ati pelu ki olukuluku eniyan ki o ma je ki o si ma mu ki o si ma jajadun gbogbo laala re ebun Olorun ni.
Verse 14.
Ese kerinla.
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men should fear before him.
Emi mo pe ohun ko ohun ti Olorun se yo wa lai lai. A ko le fi ohun kan kun, be ni a ko le mu ohun kan kuro ninu re. Olorun sise eyi ki eniyan ki o le ma beru re.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our hearts.
Ije ki Jesu Oluwa ki o fi ibukun fun oro re ni gbigbo ati si o kan aya wa.
God bless you as you sit down.
Olorun yo bukun fun yin be se njoko.
Amen.
Amen.
You love the Lord?
Ije fere Oluwa bi.
Once again, I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lekasi mo ki gbogbo yin ni oruko Jesu Kristi.
And I bring greetings from the brethren in Sapele. They asked me to greet every one of you.
Mo si mu ikini wa lati odo awon ara ni ijo Sapele, won ni kin ki gbogbo eniyan fun awon.
I bring greetings from my associate pastor here also. He asked me to greet every one of you too.
Mo tun mu ikini wa lati odo igbakeji oluso-agutan nibi yi pelu, won ni kin ki ijo fun awon pelu.
The brethren at Bakatari also this morning, stroke afternoon, they asked me to greet every one of you.
Arakan ni ijo Bakatari ni owuro imo osan yi awon na ni kin ki ijo fa won pelu.
Amen.
Amen.
If you look at where we read this afternoon,
Now
some of you can start preempting that where's Brother Joseph going to?
Well,
it's not a goodbye service, like a goodbye forever.
Because
we are still in Nigeria by God's grace.
Even
if we are not in Nigeria, we are in this world. And by the grace of God, somehow, our feet will cross again. Our
path.
So for a little time, I just want to speak on there is time for everything. And just bear with me, whatever way the service goes this afternoon. just take me as your son. Take me as your brother. I don't even know what I will say. I've been saying, God, there are so many things, but just
told
me to know the right thing to say. There is time for everything, friends. You believe that? I believe the prophet did not give us his life story for giving sake. Yeah, I believe God allowed him to say some of those things. Maybe it could be of encouragement to somebody. That
psalm
has really been a blessing to me. So let me just go this way. By the grace of God, I shall be leaving Ibadan this weekend. Like I said, I'm not living forever. I trust to God that our path will cross again. I can remember some 6 years plus. When I were thinking with my wife, okay, we're trusting God for a job, and if we get a better job, we want to go to a place that there's a good church and we have a very solid pastor, and we're praying about it. Along the line, so many things came. We're thinking of relocating and the rest of it. So many of those things. Some of you pastor knows. But you know, as God, we have a God order is man. Especially if you are a servant of God. Your life is not your own. You're a public servant. Sometimes some of the assignments that God will give you is difficult to take.
So
that people don't say sometimes that to preach is very easy. You will get to some stage, it's not easy, friends. You know, so like I was saying, when we got here, I think it was 2019, I remember. April 2019. I remember that was it. Yes, it was when I came in and I was thinking, let me send to, you know, before the family joined. Since then, this church has been a very wonderful church. And our pastor has been so wonderful to me. If there's anything to say to any man, it's good to say when the person is alive. It's not when the person is gone. this church and this pastor here was like an answer to prayer of what we're praying in the family. I will not be sacrilegious. Yes, my father is a pastor.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, bàbá wọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn ni.
But I didn't stay so much with him.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ní àwọn òpè pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
I left the house at age 20.
Wọ́n nígbà tí àwọn gbé ọmọ ogún ọdún ni àwọn kúrò nílé.
And since then, I've never stayed with
Lati
my father.
Láti ìgbà náà, wọn ò sì jókòó, wọn dúró pẹ̀lú bàbá wọn.
You know, even when the call of a thing started coming and I was telling, we always tell me rest.
Wọ́n ní nígbà tí ìpè tiẹ̀ ń wá tí Ọlọ́run pe àwọn káwọn ẹjá jẹ́ kí n sinmi.
You know, and I went to service and the thing was just burning and the first church I went, you know, I just
lo si iru ilu ina yi si jo ninu won fun ipe pe ijo akoko ta won ti koko lo o je ijo ti ko gbani niyanju.
So from then, from one, it has been from one church, from one pastor to another, but I already had the foundation. So there were different doctrines I was facing. I didn't know why I was facing those things, but now I know.
Orisirisi eko opo mulero ni o wa ti awon tin dojuko.
I want to appreciate Papa. God bless you, sir.
Won e adupe lowo baba wa o. Olorun jo bi fun yin alagba.
Baba, why am I kidding?
Oni baba, egba pasan oro Olorun won fi na won o.
No, physical cane. I think it's physical cane.
Egba ta n foju ri ni o. Won to wo lodo baba.
But I appreciate it now. God bless you, sir.
Abẹ se o. Olorun jo bi fun yin.
Those time when we were small, Papa would travel and come to Kaduna.
Onígbà tí àwọn kéré ń gbà yẹn pé bàbá yóò rìn àjò wá sílùú Kaduna.
My mom has a shop in the house.
Ó ní màmá àwọn wọn ní ibi tí wọ́n ti ń tajà ní ilé.
So you know children now, we can be very funny. We just go to shop and pick things and put in the bag.
Ṣé wọ́n pé àwọn ọmọ kékèké wọ́n lè máa wà lọ sínú ibi tí wọ́n ti ń tajà, wọ́n ó sì mú nǹkan wọ́n fi sínú.
So I can remember, Baba might have forgotten, there was one of the time when we did like that and my mom was saying and Baba had cane us well.
Wọ́n ní àwọn tí ìrántí wálé ti gbàgbé o pé ìgbà kan wà tí àwọn
So I never forget. So anytime we hear evangelist is come, we arrange ourselves. So thank you, sir. God bless you. You know, that time as children, we look these people, they are hard people. No, but the training has helped me. Then when we used to hear Pastor Martins that time.
Onígbà tí àwọn máa ń gbọ́ olùṣọ́àgùtàn Martins olùṣọ́àgùtàn Martins nígbà náà.
To be sincere, I used to think, Kai, nobody can be like that man.
Wọ́n ní láti jẹ́ olóòótọ́ àwọn máa rò wípé kò sẹ́ni tó lè dàbí ọkùnrin náà.
The thing they used to say about him, I said,
nítorí pé oríṣiríṣi kan tẹ́ máa ń sọ nípa
wọn. What kind of a man is that man?
Irú ọkùnrin wo ni
ọkùnrin yìí? So the first time I met him,
wọ́n ní àgbà àkọ́kọ́ táwọn bá pàdé.
I look at this old man.
Wọ́n ní àwọn mọ̀ wípé bàbá àgbà yìí.
And they say he's the senior elder.
Wọ́n sì sọ pé òun ni bàbá, òun ni àgbà o.
So all the things they discuss sometimes in the minister meeting, sometimes we were there, we hear it, and the way pastor would take some stand.
Wọ́n ní gbogbo oríṣiríṣi nǹkan tí wọ́n máa ń sọ níbi ìpàdé àwọn ìrántí Ọlọ́run, àwọn máa ń gbọ́ bí bàbá ti máa ń mú ipò wọn, ohun tí wọ́n máa ń sọ ni àwọn máa ń gbọ́.
I say, Kai, I need to be with these people.
Wọ́n náà wò wí pé wọ́n yẹ káwọn wá pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn yìí.
But I didn't know, you know, how those things was going to happen.
Wọ́n náà wò mọ bí àwọn kan yìí yóò ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀.
From place to place, my journey had been more in the north, so from Kebbi,
I
went to Kano, from Kano, I went to
Maiduguri,
came back to Kano, then this Ibadan came. And when we got to Ibadan, we started doing the work. Initially, it was 2 years.
Because
it's contract work I've been used to. All the work, my lifetime, has been contract job. So I know my time in Ibadan was actually short. So I started working on some other things. Maybe we'll leave the country and the rest of
it.
But I think it pleased God that I should still be in
Nigeria.
Though it's painful, humanly speaking.
Because
we went through a phase in our life.
Can
we fail me to say many things? So, but I just want to also appreciate every brother, every family that was supportive to me, both within and without that period. I want to appreciate the pastor once again also for,
you know,
the guidance. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. You know, all the step of the way. Sometimes when I meet pastor, we just see something and I will look. I say, You are coming with a heavy heart. Just one sentence. Pastor will just tell you, let's be praying. It is well. I don't know, I say, God, how now? You know, but if you just relax your mind, you don't find that all is well. You know, like I kept saying a few days before now, one thing, if there's nothing that I've learned from him that God allowed me to, is that God is the one that has the final say in my life. Human being does not have the final say. If God allow you to go through some experiences in life, you will understand that God is the one that has the final say in your life. Sure, many waters went to the bridge. Certain things that I will not say. You know, certain battles, you know, attack that hit me when I took the decision of coming to Ibadan.
You know,
things I didn't dream of, things I prayed, There was a time when you say, I met devil. And I was like, God, is this? Is this how everything is going to just finish? I've been praying, advising people in this way, Lord, this thing cannot happen to me. And you know, sometimes people think that Brother Joseph has a fine home. I know my wife might not want me to say that.
Nígbà mìíràn, àwọn èèyàn ní arákùnrin Joseph ó ní ibùgbé tó dára.
Oh sure, I have.
Àwọn ọmọ ìyàwó àwọn kò ní fẹ́ káwọn sọ èyí.
Yeah, I have a very fine home.
Ibùgbé tó dára ni àwọn ní.
But you know, Satan doesn't like good things.
Ṣùgbọ́n sẹ mọ̀ wípé èṣù kò fẹ́ lòun tó dára.
For my father.
Àkọ́kọ́ ti
bàbá àwọn. For my own father.
Ti iwájú bàbá àwọn gan.
For my father-in-law.
Wọ́n bá bàbá àwọn jà.
For my brother-in-law. The battle was very fierce.
Ogun yo legan.
He entered my house.
What you want to do now?
And I will say, oh God, help me.
So, you know,
it wasn't an easy experience. But I just thank God. See, and when this decision of, don't worry, maybe one or two call we read will close, be a blessing to us. You know, when the matter of this one came, last year we just got a letter in my office that we are not receiving funding again from the United States. I think it started early, if I'm not mistaken, March of last year. The first batch left. I felt very bad for those people. Because they received the shock. It was a shock. So at that time, because being that I was part of the management team in the States here, we're looking, okay, who will go next? How will we,
you know,
So it got to our own turn finally October. Of course, I was prepared. I knew that I would leave. So So at that time, point, or before then, I've been just searching for jobs, praying that, okay, God will make a way. Yeah, so and I think I also informed the pastor and the
association.
So we struggle like that this year. I know many of the brothers didn't know. But when we suit up, we are looking very fine. I just thank the Lord. I think it was sometime this year, April. Yeah, it should be April when I went for the ministers' meeting of this year. I was
briefed
of this Sapele matter. So when I was briefed about it, my response was no. I can never be a pastor. I can. So don't forget about it. Me that I have my plan. You bring up. So when they say no, don't say like that.
I must obey.
Go and pray about it. I say okay. Then I came. I told pastor. Because at least it will be anything that involves a decision like that, I tell the pastor. Because I felt that I was already settling in Ibadan. Even if the job was not, at least a little bit there's some settling we were trying to make. And since God was saying, okay, the relocation outside the country is not yet, so I said, okay, let me just focus on that. So I said, no, just forget about the pastoral something. So when I came, I told pastor, I said, I want you to pray for me. The pressure is getting too much. They are calling me,
disappointing.
So for me to know that God wants me to go. And the thing I told the associate pastor, there is a job I'm very sure they might give me. I've worked with the people before. Either way, I will leave Ibadan. So if I
have
to go for the job, I will leave. If I'm to go for supply, I will leave Ibadan. So since the call from the other place that we want Brother Joseph to come and pastor, let us put it this way as prayer request. If God wants me to go to
Sapele,
this work, let it not work. Let it not happen. Then I know that, okay, it's time to go. But if not, let them give me the job. I did the interview.
Pass.
The other one where they did remotely. Pass. I was waiting for offer letter. 2 weeks passed, nothing. 1 month, nothing. I write the people.
When I walk call, you will see I'm waiting here.
I didn't hear from you people.
Where are you? Well, that's your training here.
A very funny response that I've never had professionally before.
When he down, Tia Woti, Borwell, Kaka Beast, Nipati, Shessi, Tawoti, Borwell.
They said, we are very sorry, we don't have any reason, we can't give you the job.
When I'm talking, I want to draw a for the geo, go see Dickham Pataki, Tawit Pato. I want to abolish. I want the funny say. He said.
At that point,
me I could go.
I knew.
When I repay,
if you make a talk like something, wala don't happen.
Money.
I know that ìjọ fẹ́ sàpẹlẹ.
Wọ́n náà kàn rí wípé sàpẹlẹ yà ni o.
I said okay. Wọ́n
náà wá wípé ó ti dára.
Where do we start from?
Níbo láti bẹ̀rẹ̀?
So I returned the call and I went to test the waters.
Wọ́n ní àwọn lọ tẹ́ omi wò.
So you know, you expect that.
Àwọn lọ, à ń kọ́ lọ síbẹ̀.
Yeah. Okay. So I expect that everything will go smooth.
Wọ́n náà rò pé ohun gbogbo yóò lọ déédé.
That is where real battle started.
Ní ìgbà yìí gangan ni ohun tá a lè pè ní ogun ló bẹ̀rẹ̀.
And I was thinking, oh, it's just going to be a very smooth something.
Wọ́n náà rò pé yóò kàn jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó rọrùn, tí ó kàn lọ gẹ́gẹ́ ni.
When God is sending you somewhere.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá ń ran lọ síbì kan.
He knows what is inside you.
Ó mọ nǹkan tó wà nínú rẹ.
I didn't even know strategy that is inside me.
Wọ́n náà wò tí ẹ mọ àwọn nǹkan tó wà nínú àwọn.
He will give you wisdom.
Yóò fún ọ ní ọgbọ́n.
You know, he will just give you certainty, you know this is not you, this is God.
Yóò kàn fún ọ ní nǹkan tí ó mọ̀ pé kò ń ṣe ìwọ ni eléyìí Ọlọ́run ni.
You know, and that was what happened, you know, in that process.
Mo ti mọ̀ pé nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ nìyí ní ọ̀nà yìí.
A lot of discouragement came along the way, within, without.
Oríṣiríṣi ohun tí ó jẹ́ ìjákulẹ̀ lọ́kàn ènìyàn ló ń wá láti ọ̀ láti ta àti inú ilé.
That made me almost doubt, Lord, maybe I won't just do this thing again, I just go back. The pressure was too much.
Wọ́n ní ìgbà àwọn tí àwọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣiyèméjì pé báyà wò ní ṣe kinní yìí àwọn kan padà.
But
we pa yìí ó pọ̀ gan.
With prayer and counseling.
Nípa àdúrà àti ìgbaniníyànjú.
I was encouraged to just stand still.
Wọ́n wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gba ìmúlọ́kànlé wípé sàdúró jẹ́.
I said stand still.
Dúró jẹ́kẹ̀.
Na pause na one pull for my life now.
Ogun.
It just pause me.
Ọkàn pé kí n kàn dúró jẹ́ káwọn kàn dúró lásán.
Front, I'm not going.
Iwájú kò ṣe é lọ.
Back, I'm not going.
Ẹ̀yìn kò ṣe é padà sí.
I don't know which one to.
Èwo wá ni kí n ṣe
báyìí?
Olúwa níbo ni kí n lọ?
Then I started praying, God, I need a job again.
Mo wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbàdúrà pé Olúwa, mo nílò iṣẹ́.
Because some people are saying that it's because I don't have a work, I want to go and pastor.
Wọ́n ní torí pé àwọn kan ti ń sọ pé torí bó ò ní sẹ́ ló fẹ́ lọ jẹ́
olùsọ̀tẹ̀
àpapàǹdodo.
It wasn't funny, but it wasn't the things I'm saying. Oh yeah, leave the job and come and take the
sapele.
What is going on? I
said,
God help me.
Oluwa, ran mi lowo.
Give me wisdom.
Fun mi ni ogbon.
You see, and since then, it has just been the grace of God. Once again, I want to appreciate the pastor. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You know, God has used him greatly in my life. Thank you for your prayers. And, thank you for your encouragement, sir. I cannot forget you. And I know you won't forget me, sir. I want to appreciate the associate. Though it's not here.
I'm
very sure he will listen to the tape.
So,
God bless you richly, sir. I want to appreciate Baba. Thank you so much.
You know,
Baba has corrected me. He has trained me. Like I said, you know, your minister there, I used to there some. I have a ukudie kato. Let's just leave it like that. But I thank God for somebody like Baba. You see, one thing that has helped me in my life. You cannot change truth.
Oh, le, yo, ti tok pada.
Even if it's cutting to me.
And
I feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, si
one thing that God has helped, that's why I don't have enemy. I look at the spirit of the person. What is the motive? Is it trying to correct so that you can be better?
Or
want to put you down the more?
I
think God has given us men that are not like that. If they preach and it looks hard and it looks harsh, I think the motive is to make you better. And that is what has made me what I am today. Thank you, our reverend teacher. God bless you, sir. Reverend Joshua, he teaches very well. I've not said it to his face, but when I say a core teacher, he teaches very well. I have another one in the Jebo. You teach very well. So if you see a true gift, appreciate them. Thank you so much, God bless you, sir. You don't know what it is when people they labor their life in sacrifice to be a public servant. It's not easy. May the Lord bless you, sir. Thank you so much. You know your labor in preaching the word and praying. I tell you, it's not in vain. One of these days, we all wear our crown. Just want to read from the prophet. More than events are made clear by prophecy before we bring this service to a close. God bless you, Christ Bright Tabernacle. God bless you, my sister. Unless I forget, God bless my landlady. God bless you, ma. Time, I don't want to go say so many things. God works in mysterious ways. God bless you, Mama. I thank God that God helped me by the grace of God. I don't think I have any enemy in this church. So if I have any, please forgive me. If I've offended anybody, forgive me. If we have unfinished business, I still stay here. Our business is in time. Nothing happened, nothing lose. Amen. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. More than event made clear by prophecy. 2019, I came into Ibadan. 2025, I have to leave. Not for personal gain, but for the work of God. I convert your prayers. I will pray for you. And I believe God will help you. Paragraph 74. Modern event that are made clear by prophecy. Just take it up a little bit where the prophet was talking about Moses. Yeah, God bless you. Just leave it there. Now, Brother Brown said God does his own choosing. You believe that?
Yeah, Bobby.
Just like I said, yeah, I think it was on this pulpit. Yeah, that God does his own choosing. Sometimes you might look at somebody and say, it's a bad person. It's of a bad character. But we don't know the mind of God. The best that the prophet said you can do for the fellow is to pray for him. Because Brabham said, by his predestinated choosing, he done it in every age, and he set forth the man for each age. I believe I'm not the best of person to go to that place, but I just think that God has a purpose, and that's why I'm praying just that he helped me to be able to serve that purpose
well.
Like when Moses, when he was to fulfill what he told to
Abraham,
Moses was born a proper child. He couldn't help being that way. Just like I can't help being who I am. You can't help being who you are. We are all what we are by the grace of God. He was born that way because he was born for that purpose. You believe that? You are born for a purpose, my brother. You are born for a purpose, my sister. That's why the the prophet said, when my purpose is accomplished. I don't want to say 1 second. Same thing with me. I don't want to say 1 second. I'm better off when I get there. And so we find out that God does that in every age. God does his own choosing by his own predestinated choosing. He chose his prophet and things for the age. Fixes his nature. And the man's nature. The man's style of preaching. Their gift. And all that he does. It is God that does the fixing. His style of preaching. It's God that designed the man that way. To meet a particular challenge. A challenge. Yeah, it's to meet the challenge of that day. And God created that man and sent him. And in his own thinking, as I preached on last night, we are a gem of the gene of God. And he knew that man will be here at that age. He knows we'll be here this time. And before there was a molecule or light or anything else in the earth, he said, for you are a gene of your father. And you were in your father. Yet your father had no fellowship with you. But God knew you. He knew your father. He knew you would come through that life. And every step of your life, he knew all about it. He knew the time. He knew the season. So if there be somebody here this afternoon, and it looks as if certain things in your life is not going well, don't be discouraged. God has not given up on you. You don't give up on God. Oh, you might be in a difficult situation now. It may be as though you are, yes, the vision is for an appointed time. Sure, it will surely speak at his time. The Bible said, though it may tarry, wait for it. Don't be too anxious. Don't get too upset. Sometimes we may get upset. We want to help God. You can't help God. Proverbs say his clock. God's clock is ticking exactly on time. He knows where you and I will be at a particular point in our life, at a particular season. So all that you need to do to enjoy life, to do life well, to serve God's purpose, is just to surrender to him. And I tell you, you will appreciate God's goodness. You will appreciate God's goodness in your life. The man said you were a gene of your father, but you never had fellowship. You were in there, but you knew you knew it not.
Oh man.
And your father knew it not. But you was manifested that you might have fellowship. You see, with your father. And you being born again, you are born of eternal life. And that is the only one form of eternal life. That is God's own life.
77,
my brother. Then, if you are a son of God or a daughter of God, you were in God all the time. You believe that? Your background does not matter where you will get to in life. That I am coming from a place that is so insignificant. Nobody know my father's house. It doesn't mean where you will end your journey. Where you will end your journey is in the hand of someone that is the one that has the final say. You believe that? You love the Lord? Man might say, I will see how he will get there. He will never be successful. They have said that to me. It has never diminished me one bit. Jesus power so
agbara Jesu agbara to ga ju ni
Jesus power
agbara Jesu agbara to ga ju ni
mami water power
aya lo mi agbara to kere ni o ti oni tumo
o so power
agbara oso agbara ti oni tumo ni agbara
they will fight you in every way they can
mo ba oja ni gbogbo na tan ba le ba oja
oh may God help us, friend. There are battles that will hit you sometimes in your life.
And
you be crying, oh God, why? My sister, God sees you. My brother, God sees you. But time is not yet. Oh, why is everybody prospering? And me, I'm just here. Wait for your time. Because if you jump ahead of God, you know when God is sending you somewhere, he just opened the thing. You will not tell you what is inside. When you enter inside, you begin to dance the reggae and the everything there. You know, you dance out the battle and the thing take you. But when we surrender to God, God knows the way through. He will lead you aright. Because Baba said, you were in God all the time. I was in God all the time. And he knew what bed. What bed and time that you will be planted. So now you are made a creature, a son of God. Manifested sons or daughter of God. To meet the challenge of this hour. To vindicate the true and living God of this hour. The message that is coming forth in this time. Who would have said this, Joseph? Me that told my father one time, I don't believe your message. This Malachi for you people, I don't believe. But look at me now. I don't feel wrong. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. The work that this man did, we are going to continue. It is going to be a hard knot. I'm praying to God. Harder than this man was. Help me to stand firm like that. Yes, obstacles will come. Battles will come. But God, if you can give them grace, every one of them, if you can help my father, you will help me also. Because I know it's not easy to lead people. This few months, I know the battles are faced. Now, me know where they are faced. So, as the prophet said, whatever is in you, God is preparing it for a time like this. In the message, God who is rich in mercy. But the Bible said, God prepare you for this time. And that was why he slaughtered you while you were coming to this earth. that the message of your day. Though it look as if you were not agreeing with certain things the message said, but it says sooner or later you will find that in your lifetime that that message that is in you is a representation of God. And there is a deep somewhere that is calling. When the right guy comes, that man cannot help it. He will throw the cigar. I say, he will throw the cigar. He will throw the drink. The shotgun, she will throw it away. Boyfriend, girlfriend will throw it away. All those things of the world, they will throw it away. When the time comes, God's word, it can never fail. You can't help God, friend. I cannot help God. It is God that will help us. When we surrender the program to God, you just watch the way God plays. All things is working together for good. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. Is that not what the songwriter said? We shall wear a crown. Pastor Matthew, it's a shiny crown.
Oh,
God bless you. When the toys of the road, the toys of the road, they will seem nothing. All those fights, all those things that we went through, when we get to the end of the way, we'll forget it.
Hallelujah.
We will all have our place over there. Make sure you don't miss it. As Pastor will always say, may I say, congratulations to you. I know you have already made it. Amen. Because God can never lose any of his own. You believe that? Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. You believe that? Who has the final say? It's not yet over, friend.
The final say,
oh Jehovah, God, my life, you that they say you are nothing, just wait, brother. Hey, God, my life, right. Let them laugh us, let them laugh us, let the scoffers cross. God is going to make a way. You believe that? Jehovah has the final say. You believe God? You love the Lord? Just one more quote before we close. Super sad. Super sad. Preach 1963. Brother Brown said God know the hand from the beginning. You believe that? Paragraph 10. He said an every of God's program, nothing can tamper it. God's great clock. God's great clock. It's ticking exactly on time. It's programmed for your life. There is no demon that can stop it. But Bam said even sickness cannot stop it. You believe that? Now paragraph 10, why my brother get it? He said, God know the hand from the beginning. And therefore, he could plan everything. That it will work out just to his glory. And that gives us the courage to know that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, God is making everything. The clock is ticking just exactly on time. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get upset. We get hasty. You know, and we think, oh, we must do this. We must do that. But remember, my brother. Remember, my sister. God's clock. God's clock. It is not man's clock. God's clock, I say, will be just exactly on time. Your time is in the hand of God. Don't let any man fool you. Don't let any woman, any preacher fool you. You know where you are standing. Because your time, your life is in the hand of God. Baba said it's taking just exactly on time. And all things has to be this way. It has to be done according to his great foreknowledge. For by foreknowledge he could predestinate, not by his desire, but by his foreknowledge, his knowledge. God doesn't predestinate by his desire. He's not willing that any should perish, but by his foreknowledge. Before there was any knowledge at all, he knows you, he knows me, the job I will do, the job you will do, the place you will be, every point in your life, he knows all about it. He know who will accept it. He know who will not. Therefore, he can make everything work according to his big time clock that is ticking away. For he could foretell the end from the beginning. And therefore, he knows that we will live in this day. So there is nothing out of cater, friends. He knows you are the one that can meet the challenge of your day. He knows this is the man that I can use in this corner. You might be looking, God, how will I do it? But God said, I put something in you. Greater is it that is in you than the challenger that you are going to face. Don't go in your might, brother. Don't go in your strength, sister. Go in the strength of the Lord. When you go that way, you will overcome every battle. You will overcome every storm. There is a great storm coming today, friends. There's a great challenger coming today. And we thank God. God has given us a message. He has given us a messenger. Though critics have said all that they can say, but they have come too late. Young people, may I tell you, I know they have it now. If I open the Facebook, you just see people talking about, you know, critics, talking about fanatics. So many contradictions against the prophet. It is my few time in Sapele, I face many things. He said, one woman meet me, say that my way, call with Lebra. All of us that they say, I say, hey, will not be the same. I know what you people believe. You better come out from that place. I say, you believe Malachi 4? Are you the carry only water? You carry anointing oil. They pour inside your shop. Pour inside your car. Pour like this. You carry salt. You pour for your house. I said, I don't think it's Malachi 4 that you are saying. Your own different. We are not the same thing. Oh yeah. Because you will see that if you are not careful, friends, they begin to say, watch that Yoruba man. That's what. I say, oh, I'm a son of God. I'm your brother. Though, you know, people will say, he's coming with a new doctrine for me. I said, no. Go and read your message very well. Come back to the tape. Polygamy and all this nonsense. Bible says, Deacon, the husband of three wives. May God bless all of now. I said, Dickie, now, husband or TV wife? The church where that they come from. Tell them, say, your pastor where that's come.
He
tells you,
you
read it from the Bible. Deacon,
diakoni,
he should be one wife.
Bishop,
Ugo.
Bishop,
husband of three wives.
Somebody on here met Abi.
He said, waiting. Husband of three wives.
Say, yeah, we met a lot of Abi.
In that city, they like me. Pray for me,
oh.
Pray for me,
oh.
One by one, they are coming. One by one, they are coming to the church in Saple. We don't get space again.
He said,
it looks like it's a revival that is happening here now. I
said,
God, help me. I don't want to have problems with everybody. Different people coming from everywhere. This message, I believe, is going to have a brand. Without spots, without wrinkle, without any of such thing. Yes, though Satan is fighting, he's even fighting me. Oh, sure. But let us stand by the word of God. I believe when God is sending a man somewhere, God said, God prepared the man. He equipped him. I didn't know I could face some of those things. I said, they no cut my head. I said, the word of God stands sure.
Oh,
yes, now. No be Malachi 4. You say you believe message. What can we call us come church?
Oh.
You can't call us come church? Last Sunday, somebody asked me a question. Pastor, you preach, say, the deacon, a policeman for church. And Baba said, if you disobey the deacon, we can arrest you. Pastor, if you use police, arrest somebody. When I said, the pastors are facing hard. I said, whoever that writes this question, I would need to check Nigeria law to know if the police has a right to arrest somebody in the church when he disobeyed the deacon. Because I know my people there. You talk one thing, they go arrest somebody tomorrow. So pray for me. God that prepared me for that place.
Oh,
yeah, he said now I'm a fireman.
Oh.
I tell you, I will not believe us again. What did they do all of now? Are you a Christian? Don't we have people that are wise in this church? We carry our matter and go to unbeliever. If Dicky offends you, report to the pastor. For that, if you stay there, you'll be friend of Dicky. You won't carry somebody for this or go police. Come see me. They did not come.
Oh, wow.
That case are finished. I know they will not come because they see where I read it from. I said that was the law. The prophet was quoting of America. But I need to check our own Nigeria law. But before we even say we won't call police to this church, don't we have people of wisdom here? Can't we settle our matter ourselves? May God help us. Pray for me. I will pray for you. I need your prayers. And I trust that God will help. Small, small, I'll be calling. Thank God for Joshua, I'll be there. He understands the terrain a little bit. And all the ministers, pastor knows of this. We'll keep it like that. So pray for me. I'll be praying for you. God be with you till we meet again. Thank you for your time. It's been a wonderful time here in this church. I've enjoyed every time that I spent here. Once again, I pray, Pastor, God bless you, sir. I know there are many things I want to say. Pastor will not want me to say, but may God bless you richly. All the ministers, God bless you, sir. You know, your labor, your prayer, everything, I sincerely appreciate. May God bless you all. Every family, I appreciate you all. May the Lord bless you. this is a church I learned what it is. I'm telling somebody, I said, now this church I received my first tithe. He looked me, he said, what? He said, so since you preach everywhere you go, I said, I'm not after
tithe.
I said, that's why I am looking for work. That's the way me I believe my own. That's why I look as if I be. One brother looked me one time, I said, come, this is the way. You know, in that side there are funny things. Let's put it that way. He's a minister. He went to all nations. You sure say this one a minister, so he believe our message. And they go and do wedding in the name of title Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He
said,
come pastor to join us. I said, I'm not coming.
Wow.
They will not like me. Pray for me. God be with you till we meet again. Let's sing if you don't mind. Thank you for your patience. God bless everyone that you know you have been supporting with prayer. In cash, in kind. God bless you. I really appreciate every bit. And I trust that God will help us again, that our path will stay
crossed.
Oh yes. God be with you till we meet again. If you don't mind, let's sing. Is it too blessed be that tie that bind? Before I'll just hand over to the pastor. Try to run, but some say I should stay again and take Wednesday service. So if you see me on Wednesday, don't say, but you close on Sunday now. We are seeing you. So I'll be here by God's grace on Wednesday.
And,
I trust to God as the people are saying now, the transporters are also bringing their own. They say Sunday. We were saying Saturday before. Now they say Sunday.
So it will be next Sunday
that we'll be living in
Ibadan.
So God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Let's
be the tide of
Oh, my God.
just want to admonish us that we should stay tight with the church. Love your pastor. Love your ministers. Love one another. Pray for one another. Never allow any root of bitterness fade in your heart towards
anyone.
Support this church with all that you
can.
Support the vision of your pastor. I believe it's a spiritual man. And I've enjoyed, you know, him for this period of time. And I tell you can enjoy more if you just be sincere. Love the ministers. If you have anything that is bothering you, you can call them, any one of them you have confidence in.
Let's
say, pray with me. Pray with me. And I believe God will help you. It's my desire that if God gives us
strength,
and we'll be here that we see the church moving forward better than how we have left it, which I believe is also your sincere prayer, that when you see me also, I will have also advanced. The Lord bless us all to the meet again. Until then, may God prosper you. May God meet all your needs. May God keep you happy. May God keep you settled. And may his banner over us be love. God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm not going to talk much. I just want to say that. Maybe Brother Joseph is doing what he's doing because he knows it's not every one of you that come to church on Wednesday. So, for you, Paul will not be here Wednesday. You have heard from the horse's
mouth.
For his departure. We have enjoyed
Well,
like he has rightly said,
he wants to say,
we should be praying for him.
He'll
be praying for us. That is what we need for one another. Because where he's going, we don't know. But there's somebody that knows. And that is why we must commit him to the hands of the Lord that knows. And the Bible made us to know that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We believe that our brother, even based on his testimony, on the testimony he gave, is led by God to go that way. We believe that God will see him. God will see you too. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, we are grateful unto you, Lord, for the entire day. The Sunday school, the morning stroke afternoon service, this afternoon stroke evening service. Thank you for the testimonies of your servants. Thank you, O God, for the period that we have spent together. We just want to say, Lord, that the blessings we have received, may they be accumulated in our hearts. Lord, may none of us lose any, O God. May they be permanent in our lives, Lord. Every attempt of the enemy to cheat us of any of these blessings, may you raise a standard against the enemy. Lord Jesus, the things that our brother has learned from us, may they be permanent in his life. We have learned something from him too, because we learn from one another. May the things we learn from him, may they be permanent with us, Lord. As he go with him, Lord. Where the enemy comes in like a flood, you have promised to be there to raise the standard against the enemy. Prosper his ways, O God. Prosper his ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take us home safely as we leave the week in your hands. When your servant will be returning from Benin, bring him back safely unto us. All the activities of the week, Lord, all that each step we take from on high. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. There is a place